This is Raheem Ann Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi in on this Wednesday, and Ray Diaz, our producer, along with Robbie Triano. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can text us 312-644-6767. Thank you to everybody who texted us and called us yesterday. And I think that's not going to be a one-day thing. That is going to continue, as we know, for quite some time. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score, our producers there are Connor O'Donnell and also Jacob Stutz. And I would like to start with just saying my thoughts out loud on the passing of Ryan Sandberg, because I know we have a big Cubs game to talk about, and I understand that. But similar to kind of what we saw yesterday. Hard to do your job in our place, for example, or I can't imagine how the Cubs had to go out there and play the Brewers, and I know that's an important game for them. But when it comes to what he meant to anyone who either had a moment that involved him, or he created a moment for you, or we were part of moments together, you knew not just the power and the grace that which he had, but how synonymous he was with not just the responsibility of knowing that it wasn't about him, which he talked about in a way every single time we spoke to him in person, or whether you heard his speech, of course, in the Hall of Fame, or just being a good teammate, which we saw for so many years. I'm left with the lasting memory of him being here in this studio a year ago at the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, which is tomorrow, and him telling us all about how everyone's positive words meant something to him. This larger-than-life character who seemed not just iconic, but just almost deity-like, you know, from Greek mythology on the baseball diamond, and then being so kind when you would see him in person. It is so hard to consider someone like that human in so many ways. And once again, not only does cancer remind you of that every single day, but you see it in people who mean so much to you. He came in here that day, and we got to share such an incredible moment when he talked about how he had received his final scans, or so he thought, that he was named cancer-free. And what we experienced in that moment was so tremendous, not just the outpouring of happiness, but even in those moments when he was going through his hardest times, he still empowered others. He still wanted to make sure that every fan knew and every person who gave him any sort of positive message of confirmation or support or to tell him to keep going was something that meant so much to him. He called it medicine. And I thought to myself, even in these moments, he was still trying to let others know that they were helping him. To say that he carried the responsibility of what he meant to others is an incredible understatement. Knowing that, and knowing that any moment you had with him was one where you also felt something, where you felt special, where you felt like he contributed to you, whether you were watching him in a game, whether you got to talk to him, we lost a light. And it's going to be hard for a while.
I think I go back to Maya Angelou and the quote that she had that, you know, I don't know if she's the source of the quote, but she's definitely the person I heard it from that made it famous, and something that my parents kind of instilled in me in an early age is that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And I think Ryan Sandberg, more than a lot of people on this earth, understood how much power he had in making people feel a certain way, whether he was playing, but especially after his playing days were long done, and the way he interacted with others. The Cubs made him an ambassador. They didn't have to, but it was maybe the most well-suited position for a man looking in the rearview mirror at his glory days. And he made the most of all the time and every interaction he had with everyone who cared about Ryan Sandberg long after his playing days were over, and those memories will last long after his passing.
And I'm sorry that you have to do this again with me today, because I was out yesterday.
No, I think this is good. It's therapeutic, and it makes sense.
And I think for everybody who said something over the course of the past, what seems like a really long time, but over the course of the past, you know, couple of days, where you hear people say like, oh, my childhood is over, or people, how he was revered. One of the biggest impressions I got when I covered the World Series and the parade was how many Cubs fans dedicated it to somebody who couldn't be here. You know, it was the win was for their grandparent, or their win was for somebody who was a big Cubs fan who they lost. And it always meant something to me, because I found that was such a revering way and a really sincere way of making sure that something that someone had passed on would really appreciate. And when I consider how much Ryan Sandberg meant to so many, you know, I think about those comments, how much their relatives would have not just liked to have seen a Cubs World Series, but, you know, they would want to support him. And that was probably the biggest impression I received sports-wise when I moved here, about the being a part of that. So I say that knowing this. He will live on with everyone in the same way that those memories are dedicated to others when the Cubs were able to win the World Series after so long.
You talk about him living on with everyone. I think one of the best things that I heard yesterday was Sean Dunstan, his old double play teammate on MLB Network, describing how he lives on even in this current edition of the Cubs, because of the way the guys play. They play like Ryan Sandberg. He said Ian Happ is at the top of that list, but Nico Horner at second base, the guys that just handle their business, they go about their business, and they get the job done. And that's what Ryan Sandberg was to Sean Dunstan as a leader on the field, without having to be the most vocal guy out there.
And to give so much of himself in all of these moments, whether it was hearing what the Cubs had to say in the clubhouse after talking to him, when unfortunately, like so many times we hear, cancer comes back. And how even in those times, he was still giving himself to others. He was still giving himself to the fans when he tells you how much your words meant something to him. There's a big lesson to be learned there, that even when you need a lot, giving matters. And that's something that really sticks with me. Sorry to get a little emotional. It's been tough, I think, for anybody, because you also think about the people who you've lost over the years. And when you share memories like that, and when you share moments like that, and I just remember how happy he was. It's hard.
It is hard. And that's why we choose to use now, just as we did yesterday, as not just a remembrance, but also a celebration of Ryan Sandberg's life. And you know what we have to kind of lean on is the fact that, you know, it is baseball season. There is baseball to be played. And if you need a distraction because it goes overboard, there's somewhat of a distraction there with other things. But at the same time, those patches exist. They're on the sleeve. Like, you're not going to be able to get around it. Not going to be able to get around it at all.
I do think that there are times where when you feel terrible, there is some action that you can take, and just positive words to others. Hug your family. Talk to your friends. Talk to the people who you think about in these times. And that was one of the things that I think was really appreciated, was I think about how Jed Hoyer took the time to tell Craig Counsell, you know, to tell the fans, and I'm sorry I mentioned Craig Counsell, but I was reading and talking at the same time, but how Jed Hoyer took the times when he was on during broadcast to say, Rhino, we're thinking about you, and how so many people wanted to say something. And that moment isn't lost. You can do that. So that's what I think about. And there's always a good way to take action. I did mention a year ago that we had our radiothon, the Cubs for a Cure radiothon, and that's where we got to share that moment with Ryan Sandberg. It's tomorrow. The Score is once again teaming up with the Cubs and Stand Up to Cancer for the 24-hour Cubs for a Cure radiothon. It starts at 10 a.m. with our show tomorrow morning right here on The Score. Danny Parkins and our Score team will host the radiothon, which will, as you know, feature inspiring stories and many donation incentives. And 100% of the proceeds will benefit Brain Up for cancer research. And I want to take this time to say, I can't tell you how many times we all thought that we had more time with somebody.
You just never know, truly. So it's the most valuable resource, commodity that we as people have is time.
And when you can,
it is not renewable.
Right. And when you can at least buy some more time for someone. So now we get to talk about the Cubs and Brewers loss, guys. I did think about that last night. Because how do you separate it? And how much did it perhaps affect what the Cubs did yesterday? How could it not? When you consider that piece of it. How hard it must have been for them to go to work yesterday, given everything that was going on.
Yeah, and we had Ian Happ on yesterday, and you know the way he was talking about it, I was like, man, that's tough to go from that to now go to back to playing baseball in what is undoubtedly, to this point of the season, the biggest series of the year.
In your most important series, and in your most crucial, knowing that one of the biggest days of your season and how it can change the course of your team for years is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you have to also deal with one of the biggest losses sports-wise that this city has seen in years.
This is Raheemy and Harris. We are talking about not only, I guess, just trying to still process the loss of Ryan Sandberg for the city and for the organization, the Chicago Cubs, but also the fact that they are in a huge series and on the verge of now being swept out of Milwaukee and could be down three games back of the National League Central lead. Another not close loss last night at the hands of the Brewers. I didn't expect them to win the game, perhaps, but I did expect them to put up more of a fight than what we actually saw transpire. And now the Cubs are in a bit of a danger zone. Not like a season-ending danger zone, but just you want to get back on track as quickly as possible. A reminder, the Cubs have not been swept in the three-game series all season long.
Yes, but unfortunately, if you're betting on that streak ending, today looks pretty strong.
Freddie Peralta on the hill for the Brewers, and of course, Shota Imanaga, who needs a bounce back in the biggest way as a stopper.
And that's what I think about is when you and I last spoke, we were getting ready to see Shota Imanaga start against a White Sox team that we knew had played their best baseball of the season. When you consider what happened on Friday night, not only was that a statement for both the White Sox, but it was also a statement for the Cubs as well. And unfortunately, Imanaga, because he lost an estimated 1.8 miles an hour of velo on his pitches. And when you consider that part of it, then you also understand that when you've got a guy throwing high fastballs at that velocity, that's what you're going to see. And you have to understand that that might be the case again today if the velocity remains the same. I know he's steadfast, and he talked about that. That's what his job is. But after what we saw last night, that Andrew Vaughn Grand Slam was absolutely mashed. On the replay, do you know what I found myself saying? My God, what a big league swing that was.
You know what I found myself saying on the replay from a certain angle? Man, Craig Counsell got on that phone quick.
I mean, he has to, and I think that's a big part of it for us is the trade deadline is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And when you consider that part of it, who becomes the difference maker on a Cubs team that unfortunately played 500 baseball in June and is now facing a sweep at the hands of the team who's played the best baseball over the last 2 months outright?
The Brewers now 33-15, as you mentioned, 18 games over 500 since June 1st.
That's it. And while you guys, unfortunately, while your team was playing, our team was playing 500 baseball, however you want to look at that, they just kept mashing and they kept going, and they got healthy. And that's, I think, the biggest part of this. And to add to that, and this is when I say, okay, how much of it was mental given what was going on that was obvious an issue to everybody here? But three errors in a game doesn't help you either. You know, here you are giving the Brewers extra outs in this game. But
on more than one occasion.
Once again, I think you can't talk about this without talking about just not only the Brewers playing well and how good teams will make other people look better and change of scenery does help, but my word, Andrew Vaughn's success right now is one of the biggest stories in baseball when you consider how it's married to the Brewers. He had three hits last night. In 15 games, he's knocked in 21 runs. 21 RBIs in 15 games for Andrew Vaughn. The good news is he's the hitter that a lot of Sox fans thought he was going to be. The bad news is it's not for the White Sox, and it's for the Cubs division rival.
It has been a resurgence for Andrew Vaughn. You mentioned it. He's got just as many home runs as a Brewer as he had as a White Sox before they had to send him down. And I think this is also crosses over into Luis Robert Jr. territory, because, like, is this what's going to happen when Luis Robert Jr. finds a new team if they trade him before tomorrow? So as a White Sox follower, you're like, what is going on? Why couldn't they fix him? And really, this is just another proponent of a change of scenery is sometimes the thing that is needed. But right now, he just looks like a dude that could stop the Cubs from winning the National League Central.
Yes, but unfortunately, when one person is likely going to stop your team, or you think that he can stop your team from winning the NL Central, one individual on your division rival because they've been playing so well, that's when we might have gotten to critical mass here when it comes to what the standard should be. So let's do that next. Talk about what is it going to take? Because I think the Cubs have unfortunately played themselves into a corner given the market price of this trade deadline. That's next here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. You're listening to us on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.